another episode of the Bubbles Podcast.
Hello, hello.
Woo! All right. So, we've got a few waters for this podcast, don't we?
I think we do, James. Today we have a big show. It's a big show, and there's a few new waters, and also a water that we tasted recently that was a special treat that's back on the podcast for another appearance.
And now maybe won't be as much as a special treat because I have a little story to tell where we found it before.
Yeah, I can't wait to get into that story. That's a good one. I think I posted something on our Instagram story about it to tease it a little bit earlier in the week last week.
Yeah. Do you want to hop right into the water tasting? Because we don't really have much else, right?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm really thirsty. And I didn't get up that long ago. It's Sunday morning here when we're recording this podcast. But I did want to show you something, James, that I've got, which is, you're supposed to drink a certain amount of water every day.
Yeah.
Well, I've got something to help make sure that I drink enough water every day.
Really?
So I'm going to show you that in a little while. Okay. But let's have some water. I'm thirsty. Where should we start?
Do you want to start with the Clearly Canadian?
Well, why don't we say what we've got, first of all? So let's go through them. So what's this first one?
We have this one I'm actually very excited for. It's called Castle Rock Water. And people say this is the best water that you can buy in grocery stores for your health.
Really? Is it a still or a sparkling water?
It is a lightly carbonated water.
And where does this water come from?
It comes from the Shasta Springs in the California Shasta Mountains.
Oh, that's cool. Okay, that's going to be a good one. What else is on tap today?
We also have Clearly Canadian, but just the water, not a soda of Clearly Canadian.
Well, I'm clearly a Canadian, so I guess we can have this one.
You suck.
What,
it.
Nothing?
Jokes.
Come on. You suck. Come on.
Jokes. Okay. Then we've also got our Hilden Gently Sparkling Water. And we found the Hilden Delightfully Still Water. Should I tell that story or do you want to save
it? Let's save that story for a little bit here in the podcast, but please pour me some water, James. What are we having first?
All right. So we are going to have Clearly Canadian first. So do you want to hop into this?
Crack it open. Is this water actually Canadian?
Yes, I think it is. I think it comes from a Canadian spring.
Which region?
I have no clue. Oh, by the way, before you take a sip of that, I'm actually very happy. On the bottle here, it shows what the TDS and pH is. And the TDS is 250. This is an extremely good water, and it's clearly Canadian.
Yeah, well, let's read a little bit more about it while we drink it.
And the pH is 7.40, so this is a nice water.
Well, cheers.
You wouldn't expect that from a soda company, but let's see.
Well, it's over-carbonated.
Good. Yeah.
A little over-carbonated, but it is good. Nice and bubbly.
They carbonate it the same as they do with their soda, but it's pretty good. Here, let me.
Bottled under the authority... The Clearly Canadian Beverage Company, Toronto, Ontario. Bottled at the source from the pristine waters of Canada. Okay.
It's a pretty good water. It's got it's definitely got an acidity to it, but then it has a kind of earthy aftertaste.
Right.
I did not expect this from Clearly Canadian, you know? Like, if you don't know what Clearly Canadian is, it's a soda company, makes amazing soda.
Yeah, very, like high-end soda, pretty natural soda, like natural flavors and stuff. They're all clear.
But it's really good.
Hence the name Clearly Canadian.
But it's really, really good. And we bought a few bottles. We're going to review some of the soda flavors in other podcasts. But this is just the normal water of it, and it's very nice. Very, very
so
nice.
Here on their website, they don't really like cite a single source, but it says, where do you source your spring water from? It says, from natural springs all over Canada. So I guess depending on the batch, you get what you get. Could be from British Columbia, could be from Ontario, could be from Nova Scotia, anywhere in Canada.
Then you know what we should do?
Should I just keep naming provinces or what, James?
No, we should. I was thinking maybe we buy some more of these and see if they taste any different.
Alberta, Manitoba.
You can stop.
Prince Edward Island.
You can stop.
Newfoundland.
You can stop. You can stop. Okay.
I'm partial to British Columbia myself.
You can stop. Yeah, it's a good water.
What's your bottle cap rating? Wait, we need to put our sting in.
All right, do you want to put our sting in?
Let's put it in.
All right, here's our bottle cap rating sting.
Woo! Bottle cap ratings!
All right, so there's our sting. Yeah, this water's got a slight acidity and a, earthy aftertaste to it. It goes down pretty well. Thing is, they overcarbonated. I'm gonna give this a, 7 out of 10.
Because, 7 out of 10? That's pretty high, James.
Well, huh.
Is it really that good?
I like the packaging, but on 6 out of 10. Because, like, honestly, most of it's the packaging.
I've got some questions about this water. Number one, they don't have a big social media presence. I think there is some a website for them, but not that much out there. And then the ambiguity around where the water comes from is a concern. I'm not sure how they can set the total dissolved solids at a certain number if they're getting water from all over different springs. So
that is true. That might not. That's gonna knock it down to a 5 out of 10.
And then the other thing is the packaging. So you know, it is known for the soda, which is a sugary soda. It's natural sugar and natural flavors, but it's a sugary soda. And then you have this one clear kind of natural water, but it looks identical. So it's not really distinguished from their other product line, which is the sugary sodas. So I don't really like that either. I wish they had a little bit of it. They could mix up the packaging a little bit for the water. I'm going to give it, and I'm Canadian. I love the, you know, Canada and most things from Canada. Of course, I'm the best export from Canada.
That's just not true. I'm sorry.
Come on, give it up for your dad. But I'm going to give it 4 out of 10 bottle caps.
All right, I'm giving it 5.
Okay.
All right. So, do you want to get into another water now?
I do. I'm really thirsty. So let's crack open this Castle Rock.
Castle Rock.
Carbonated.
All right.
I'm looking forward to this one. I think we tried the still one in an early episode of the pod.
Oh, yeah. You might be right.
Here, I'll pour you some, okay, James?
Okay, I'm going to pull up the website here. So, yeah, they're from Mount Shasta. And it doesn't say much else about it. Oh, here. It is conscious packaging. I think it says on there it's 53% recycled glass.
Really? That's good.
Yeah. It looks like it's pretty nice. It's a 1 liter bottle. Kind of an odd shape for a 1 liter bottle, but I do not mind it.
I like the packaging.
I
think it's really functional. It's glass.
It's yeah.
A classic kind of label with the California mountains.
Yeah.
Let's try it.
All right, let's try it.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Mmm. Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
What do you think, James?
It's got some acidity.
It definitely has acidity. You know, it really reminds me of Topo Chico. It's kind of on that acidity level.
Yeah, it is highly acidic. The aftertaste, I'm not a big fan of.
Not loving the aftertaste? What about it?
I'm not sure. The aftertaste seems a little musty, and,
Yeah, you know, I get that. I get that, the mustiness. I wonder if we can look up the total dissolved solids on this one and what the mineral contents are.
And then it just kind of goes away after a little. It doesn't leave the best taste in your mouth. But, yeah.
So, here are 9 reasons why you should drink Castle Rock water. And this is directly from Castle Rock's website, so you can take that with a grain of salt. Not salt water, but a grain of salt. The source of our water. Our water is sourced from Mount Shasta, one of the continent's highest peaks at 14,162 feet. Wow. Natural filtration. It takes at least 100 years for the water to filter through the layers of granite, gem-infused rock, gold, and green jade. No artificial nutrients. Our water contains naturally occurring minerals and trace elements. No added artificial nutrients. Never touched. From glacier to glass, our water goes completely untouched by human hands to ensure product quality product. Balanced pH water. Our water is naturally alkaline and has clean, crisp, refreshing taste. Naturally structured. Our water, unlike competitors, contains naturally structured living water the way nature intended it to be. I'm not sure what that means, naturally structured. Isn't all water naturally structured?
Yeah, you would think so. Yeah, I really don't know what they mean by that, but
there's a couple more. Number 7, eco-friendly containers. We bottle our water in recycled glass bottles to protect the environment and ensure the best quality taste. Well, that's great. Number 8, quality guaranteed. We are FDA California spring water, kosher and fair for life certified and approved. And then lastly, they have socially responsible. We pay fair price for our water and donate back to stimulate our local community. Okay. So, what are your thoughts on Castle Rock water, James?
Honestly, it starts off like Topo Chico, just has a bad aftertaste. So, it starts off like Topo Chico, just has a bad aftertaste. I'm honestly not a big fan of the packaging.
I'm not a big fan either. I'm not a big fan of this water.
I'm going to give it a 5 out of 10.
5 out of 10?
I really don't like it much.
Okay. Well, I think it's a kind of, it's a middle-of-the-road water. I'm going to rate it 6 out of 10, and I'm giving it that additional one-up from you based on the recycled glass packaging and that it's locally sourced here in California.
Mm. Yeah, so let's finish our glass of this, and then we can get into the Hilden, or...
Well, I want to hear the story about the Hilden, so if you want to get into that, I think it's time.
Okay, so, I went to this little...
Well, why don't we start back at the beginning? So, a few episodes ago, we had Hilden water on, but it was a special bottle that we had ordered from a vendor with a bunch of premium waters that we wanted to try that we can't get locally here.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, we did that, and we reviewed Hilden, and it got really high ratings.
Yeah, it's very good water.
It is excellent water. And it's from England.
Mm-hmm. And so a couple days pass, and I go to this Asian grocery. Well, no, like a couple weeks pass. No, like a week and a half. And I go to this little primarily Asian grocery store.
It's a Japanese grocery store.
No,
I think,
it's
right?
it's
no?
Asian.
What's
just
it
in
called?
General. Mitsua.
Mitsua.
And, sorry if I butcher that, but, I go there to get ramen because I heard they had an amazing ramen place in the back, right? And I wanted to try that for lunch.
You picked up some mochi too, didn't you?
I did. They had a very nice mochi place and we had to get some, and it was some cream filled mochi, and they have a ton of different, flavors that were very nice. But so
knowing you, whenever you go into a grocery store, you always go to the water aisle, don't you?
I do. in search of finding new waters, right? And I don't expect to find much here. We're just waiting for our ramen to be made, you know? So we go shop around for a little, and we reach the water aisle. I look through the waters, and it's normal waters. I'm thinking, yeah, they don't have much here.
What do
here,
they normally
huh?
have? Like, some Nestle water in there?
Yeah, like Arrowhead.
Sure, you might find some Evian.
Maybe, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking, and I'm like, oh, okay, right? I slowly glide my eyes up, right? And I see a new water, and it's a Hawaiian water, I think. We'll try it another time on the podcast. But it looks like it's okay. So I pick it up, and I'm ready to try it. And I glide my eyes up a little more, and I think, oh, that kind of looks like a Hilden bottle. And then I realize, this place has two full, like, like completely like full, like untouched sections of Hilden water, the still and the sparkling.
That's so amazing.
In the weirdest place to find it, and it was a shocker to me, an amazing shocker, but a shocker.
It even didn't have that bad of a price on it too, right? What was it, about $2 per bottle?
Like $2.30 a pop, okay. Which if for Hilden water is pretty good, especially since you're not like, especially since you're cutting back on shipping costs.
Yeah, and they're the smalls, the 325 milliliter, 11-ounce bottles, but. To find those in the wild. So I think you immediately text me a picture.
Immediately I take a picture on my phone before I even grab any and text it to my dad. I'm like, okay, well, this is my new favorite grocery store.
That was exciting for me, knowing we'd get some more content for the podcast and that you had found this high-end premium water just up the street.
I just want to say, if you're listening to this and you live in Orange County and you want to try this Hilden water that we have, you can go to a grocery store called Mitsua. You have to go to the Santa Ana one?
I think Costa Mesa. Is it Costa Mesa?
I have it on my phone because it's such an amazing find. Of course, I keep it in my notes.
I think I posted it on our Instagram, too.
You have to go to the Mitsua in Costa Mesa and go to the water aisle, and they have Hilden water there on the very top part of it. And, you can try it for yourself. It's a delicious water.
Well, let's crack it open. Which one should we have first?
Let's start with the new one, yeah? Delightfully Still.
Remember, when you're dealing with Hilden, this is a low mineral content water. And it's from, like, a rural area in London. And I think our friend Millen told us that it's near where one of the kings used to live.
Yeah. And it has the Queen's crest on it.
Yeah, it's an officially approved product of the Queen of England, huh?
So.
Her Majesty, the Queen Elizabeth.
Still water. Here we go. This is the pure form of Hilden, yeah?
Yep.
For you?
Thank you. Love their packaging, too. It's so classic. Kind of classic British minimalist packaging.
Yeah.
Of course, in glass. Cheers.
Cheers. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. What a difference. You downed that, huh? Wow. That is... I'm sorry. I have to do my rating right now.
It's night and day, right? It's
so good. 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10. That's my rating. I'm sorry.
It's smooth. It's silky. It's satisfying. It's like a meal, you know? It just coats your mouth. It goes down smooth.
Okay. Go to Costa Mesa Mitsua. Save some for us.
Or just get Hilden water wherever you can find it.
Yeah. Save some for us, right? If you're going to the Mitsua.
Yeah. We blew up our spot. We shouldn't have said it on the podcast. Other people are going to go and buy it all up.
It's get the still. It's amazing. Wow. The sparkling's good too. The gently sparkling. But wow.
That water is a treat.
That's a 10 out of 10. That is, whoa.
Yeah, James, I'm going to have to give it a 10 out of 10, too, especially that you found it local and, not totally outrageously priced.
It's like, okay, so some people are going to know what I'm talking about, some won't. If you ever wake up at, like, 3 a.m. and you're incredibly thirsty, right, and you go and you get water and you down it, right, and it's like the best water you've ever had in that moment. It's like that, but times two. It's crazy. Like, this is the smoothest water I've ever tasted.
Established 1989, Hilden Natural Mineral Water, delightfully still, low mineral content, the exceptional taste of nature, bottled on our English countryside estate. Bottled at Hilden Mineral Aquifer Source, Hilden Limited, Brohutton, Hants, England.
It's earthy, it's smooth, it's silky.
So that's the blue label. Why don't we crack open the white label one, which is the, lightly sparkling?
Yeah, this is the gently sparkling. We've had this before. And it's a hit every time because, of course. It's Hilden. You know?
It is. It's Hilden. So while you're doing that, the other thing I wanted to tell you about. So I got an Apple Watch.
Yeah.
So I've been trying out my Apple Watch and seeing what it'll be good for, what it helps me with. Certainly helps me with stuff like email and, you know, text messages and stuff like that. But one thing I thought I would try, since I'm wearing it and it's helping me track my sleep, I thought, well, why don't I also track my water? So I found this nifty little app, and it tells you, based on my age and my weight and everything, how much water I should be drinking every day. And as I drink water throughout the day, I can just come to this app and click on it and say what I'm drinking, put in the number of milliliters, and it updates my app.
Wow.
So it tracks it. And then during the day, it'll give you a little reminder and say, hey, you're not on track. You better drink some of your water.
So how much is a liter of water in milliliters?
1,000 milliliters is 1 liter.
Okay, so you would need to drink around 2.5 liters. To drink a little over 2.5 liters of water.
That's recommended for me, yes.
Okay, so that's lightweight for you when it comes to Topo Chico.
Well, I always, you know, I try to drink some water throughout the day. Definitely try to. At work, sometimes it's difficult. I'm running around a lot. But certainly, as soon as I come home, I usually have like a big bottle of Topo Chico. Oftentimes I'll take our Soda Stream and have a liter of that as well. Just carbonated water. I'll squeeze a little bit of lemon into it. But you know, I try to get close to my goal every day. How about you? How are you doing on drinking water during the day?
I'm doing pretty good, especially when we have all these amazing waters at hand, you know? And I'm sorry, I couldn't wait. I dove into the gently sparkling Hilden here.
Well, let me try as well.
Wow. This thing is,
You've been sharing some of our waters with some of your friends, right? How's that been?
Yeah, it's been great. They like the waters. Like yesterday, if you remember the Greek Springs water we reviewed, we had an extra bottle of that, and I shared that with some of my friends, and they enjoyed it.
What did they like about it?
It's a very smooth water. I think people eat unconsciously. Would prefer smooth waters, even if they aren't really thinking about what water they have. They just grab it. Because, like, I mean, when you come to California, you have, like, even Arrowhead, right? I'm not a big fan of Arrowhead at all, you know? But, like, you grab Arrowhead over, like, a Nestle water here because it's smoother.
Yeah.
You know, it comes from a mountain. It may be reverse osmosis and stuff, but, like, you know, it at least the source is not from, like, some type of weird, like, just lake somewhere that they don't really specify. You know, it comes from a mountain, it's reverse osmosis, and what comes with that is it's a little smoother, so you kind of unconsciously grab that one.
When you were with your friends, did you do any sort of water tasting, like a high total dissolved solids or a high mineral content versus low?
No, really. My friend, they primarily like the Liquid Death in Topo Chico.
Liquid Death is the best. It's so good.
Oh, I give them a lot of Fiji, too. Liquid Death is so good. I know we're always out of it.
Huh. Yeah, we got to get some more.
Yeah. I'm so glad that they put that in stores now, too, so you don't have to wait for shipping. Same with the Hilden. Like, especially with the Hilden, because the Hilden had to ship from Europe normally, right?
Well, it is coming from Europe. Yes. Yeah, it's all bottled there, so it's all getting imported to the U.S.
Yeah, but at least you can go buy it in a grocery store now, you know, instead of waiting, like, 2 weeks for it to come.
Yeah, having to buy it from a specialty retailer, shipping it direct to consumer, that was it makes it more expensive.
Yeah, like, tripling the price, too.
Liquid Death is pretty reasonable on their shipping, though.
Yeah, but you can find it in Whole Foods now too, right?
Yeah. Liquid Death is definitely getting much more widespread distribution these days. I think they're doing quite well.
And it's sick that they don't change their brand for grocery stores. So, like, you'll walk into a grocery store and then you'll see a display of Liquid Death, and it'll be like a dude with an axe in his head, like screaming with just like a bottle of water. Their brand is awesome.
I just love their Instagram. Awesome. They're always like putting things on there like, oh, our Instagram got hacked. Don't buy our water and stuff like that. They've always got cool stuff going on their Insta.
Yeah.
Murder your thirst with Liquid Death.
Woo. So, what else do we have for this podcast?
Well, I think I had a couple things saved here. See if I can get to them. Well, I'm doing this, James. Why don't you give the rating on the sparkling Hilden?
The sparkling Hilden. Okay. I wish I had a little more for this. The sparkling Hilden is very good. It's gently sparkling, and it brings out a little more of the flavor. You know, it's thing is it like. It kind of interferes with the authenticity of, like, they leave the water untouched, right, until it gets to, you know, the consumer, and it comes from this, like, great place, and oh, hey, sorry, so we're right next to a window, and while we're filming this, and I had a science assignment 2 days ago that was identifying two different types of birds, and I just saw one of the birds on that.
Oh, that's yeah? Cool. What kind of bird did you see?
It's called, a common yellow belly or something.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, but, okay, that's cool. They're very pretty.
Are you going on a big year, James?
What?
It's an old movie, a comedy movie called The Big Year.
Oh, I watched that.
Bird Watchers. Yeah. It's got, Jack Black in it, and Steve Martin, and it's quite funny.
Yeah.
They're running around looking for all these birds all around the world. Uh-huh. Like, it's such an important thing.
Yeah, so, thing is, it interferes a little with the water because it's not naturally carbonated, you know? So, for that, I'm going to give it a 9.5 out of 10 because it's still an amazing water, but the still is just that little tad bit better. And that's my rating on it.
How about this one, James? Here's a post on Liquid Death's Instagram. It's from YouTube, and it says, Liquid Death, your content has been removed from YouTube. We wanted to let you know that our team has reviewed your content, and we think it violates our child safety policy. We know you may not have realized you violated your policy, but you did, blah, blah, blah. The video, The Cutie Paludies by Liquid Death.
Oh my God.
It says, we realize this may be disappointing news, but it's our job to make sure YouTube is a safe place for all. And if you think we've made a mistake, you can appeal it. Can you believe that? That's crazy.
Whoa. Did they actually make those plushies? Because I would totally buy one if they did. That, like, it's hilarious. They keep advertising these cutie paludies, and it's like they have turtles with that are bleeding with straws up their nose.
Look at that.
Whoa.
There's a lady in a coffin with a Liquid Death with, like, tattoos and makeup.
That's sick.
Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
Well, let's see on their website if they actually sell the cutie patooties.
Cutie paludies. But, yeah, so I'm not sure if we have any more topics on this podcast. I hope it's not too short. So,
well, what are you doing the rest of the day, James?
Actually, I have a really fun day planned. I'm going to go hang out with my friends and just kind of, like, chill in our garage and play Skate 3. They are $75. Wow, they are $75.
Look at the cutie paludie turtle with the straws in its nose.
It is $75 for a stuffed animal that is bleeding because of pollution. Awesome. That is too expensive. Wow.
They do have some cool merch.
They do.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Those are Vandalism Fun Pack. They sell stickers and they call it a Vandalism Fun Pack.
They have the life size.
No way. $64 yeah. Only for that? We took a picture of that.
In Whole Foods Market, right?
Yeah.
So cool. They have cool shirts.
Yeah, maybe we have to get some of that merch, huh?
Well, we have stickers. We have one right there.
Oh, yeah, right there.
And then we had the coasters as well.
We do. I'm not quite sure where those coasters went. But, actually, I have one right next to my bedstand.
Would you pour me some more of that Hilden water, or are we out?
Sadly, we are out.
Oh, no!
It's because these are, these aren't very big bottles. But, thing is, if they sold, like, liter bottles of Hilden. That would be like a $10 bottle of water, and nobody's buying that, you know? So
I have to tell you, James, you know, I'm usually partial to sparkling water. I prefer it over still. But when it comes to Hilden and these two waters, I choose the white label.
Still?
Still water. I think it tastes better.
Sir, that's the blue label. Blue Label's the still water.
Oh, no. Okay, I mixed up. Can we rewind that? We edit nothing. We won't edit the podcast. No. Okay, I like the blue one better. The still on the hill. Yep. You too?
I gave my rating. It's slightly better because it's just non-altered. It feels so pure and just it's so delicious. It's such a great water. So if you see Blue Label Hilden, pick some up for both of us. For the both of us.
Have we tried on the podcast, James, any iceberg water?
What do you mean by that?
Like water that's come directly from a melted iceberg?
I think we have. I'm pretty sure Icelandic water is that.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, so we have.
I wonder if we should do an episode where we just taste iceberg waters.
Maybe. That could be a cool thing to do.
That could be cool. And then we could do, like, underground spring waters. And then we could do, like, deep ocean waters.
Thing is, with deep ocean waters, those are so expensive. So expensive.
You know there's one water we have to try? It's called ROI water. Have you heard of this water?
Of course I've heard of this water. It is $26
for the small bottle.
For the small bottle. And I really want to try it because it's illegal in the USA. It is, you cannot have it unless you get it imported from somewhere.
Why is it illegal, directly. James?
The mineral content is too high. You have a water that the mineral content is too high. That's crazy to think about.
Well, I have to tell you, it may be illegal, but I believe that there is a website that's selling it.
Yeah, there are a few websites that sell Roy water. So we're definitely going to have to get some of that and try it because, yeah, I'm just really, really excited for that.
Look at this, James. Tasting set. One, Svavbaldi, and two, ROI water. The Svavbaldi is only 21 milligrams total dissolved solids. And then the ROI water is the highest.
7,400 milligrams a liter. That is insane.
Yeah, so they have this on the Salacious Drinks website, but I think it's like $200 for the package.
Yeah, so that's not happening. But, yeah. That's going to be an amazing
water. That water's from Slovenia?
Which one? Roy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
The world's most magnesium-rich water.
I cannot wait to try that. It's like $23 for a small bottle.
Well, we'll get it. It'll be on maybe on our 100th episode, we'll crack one of those open.
100? Maybe 50th.
Maybe 50th. Could be. Yeah. What episode are we on now?
30-something.
Okay. Well, James, I'll tell you what. I've got to go play some tennis. And I think take the dogs out, go do something with them. You're going to go play with your friends, yeah?
Yeah. So if you want to get in touch with us, you can do that in multiple places, one of them being our email. That is at thebubblespodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
You can hit us up on TikTok at thebubblespodcast or on Insta, which is the same thing.
Yeah, send us a DM on Insta at thebubblespodcast.
Yeah. If you're listening on Anchor, you can actually send us a little voice message if you scroll up to the top of your screen. And
if you're enjoying listening to our podcast, please rate and review us.
Yes.
We prefer 5 stars or not. Do whatever you want.
Yeah, just not one, please. Please.
Yeah.
Not one.
Or none. We don't really care. But we like 5-star reviews.
Yeah. All right, so without further ado, I'm James, and I'm terrible at outros.
I'm Steve, and I'm great at outros.
No, you're not.
Bye.
Bye.